This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
One of my life's philosophies is that don't be afraid to make a mistake. You gotta play free. We gotta play without fear of failure.
Well, they still need to clear. It's turned over. Here's a pass in front. Big save by Lukanen, reaching back again as he was headed the other way.
To the Islander line, right circle. Norris slows it down. Scores! Oh, he makes it look so easy. In across the Ottawa line. For Byram, one-timer scores! Bo Byram, overtime winner in Ottawa. Merry Christmas, Saberhood. Buffalo continues their winning ways as the streak marches on.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Give it to him.
Good morning, everybody.
You are freaking right. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. Woo!
Seven in a row. And it has been a fun time, really, the whole way. It has been a good time.
I am geeked up right now, as you can clearly tell. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. No, you're on crazy pills. This is just normal Derek Kramer, and that's Zach Jones. Seven in a row.
18, 14, and 4. The Buffalo Sabres do now sit. The number is really 2 or 3, depending on where you want in terms of the points. And now heading into the Christmas break, they've made up for the poorer start they had to this season. And they've caught up to a lot of the teams that they can start passing. They've only really passed, I think, one or two teams in this run?
They've passed three teams in this run officially. Okay. Letting Ottawa get away with a point kind of was annoying because now they're still ahead of you. But
sure, right.
The Buffalo Sabres, literally, and that word gets thrown out pretty fast and loose these days, right? Literally are the hottest team in the National Hockey League.
Is it outside of Colorado they have the longest win streak?
No.
No, they have the longest win streak. Colorado's behind them.
I said literally.
Yeah, Colorado's behind them.
And it is fascinating, though, that even though they didn't really move up a lot, people are still feeling good about it. Why? Because it's seven in a row. You have created a situation where, yeah, you still got to pass some teams, but now all you got to do is stack three wins together or make sure you're playing consistently enough, winning 4 out of 6, like in future stretches. it turns the Dallas game at the end of 2025 into, okay, I'm not worried if you lose that game.
Right, it's not the end-all be-all. It's not a disaster. So where they sit now, they're 1 point behind Ottawa, New Jersey, and Boston. They're 2 points behind the Rangers and Florida. Florida sits in that last wild card spot. And then they are now 3 points behind Tampa Bay, who sits as the third team in the Atlantic. So they've caught everybody. Now you're in play with everyone. Now it's no longer, because Paul talks about this a lot, where yes, it's you've got to jump all these teams. You can go on runs, but are you going to be able to jump all these teams? They've caught all of them. They are now within play at the end of the year. This is not something where we've only got four games left to play. No, you're going to have half the season now. You just hope this isn't just and I threw it up on Twitter, 803-0550, if you want to jump and give your thoughts. You just hope this is not a mirage, because we're all having good feelings, but the other win streak that people think about is that 10-game win streak in 18 and 19, right? And where they were at that point, that was in November, not December. But at the end of that win streak, a 3-2 overtime win over San Jose, same score as yesterday. The only difference was that game was at home. This one was on the road and it against Ottawa. They were 17-6-2.
Oh, my God, that's right. So the thing about it is, ultimately, even if they do not make the playoffs, I'm going to appreciate this season, because a year ago, Zach, we did this show quite literally on Christmas Eve, and the Buffalo Sabres won a game to snap a 13-game losing streak.
Christmas miracle.
And now here we are 1 year later, mm-hmm, to the day, making another crazy Sabres open. But the energy is far more different. It also tells you the hole that they dug themselves in the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah.
That they've only passed three teams, and they're still not in a playoff spot, despite being the hottest team in the National Hockey League. Typically, win streaks vault you up the standings. This is not that. They dug themselves a hole. This is how the general manager gets let go. It's because they had such a hole to dig out of. To win seven in a row and only go up one spot in your entire division tells you the work that they've had to do. But something that Paul has said with us a couple times over the years now, Zach, is, do you trust this team to win five, six, seven in a row? Well, now they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the longest win streak since that 10-gamer in 2018. And it is also an opportunity to continue to feed. Try to keep winning these games. By God, get some get back against Boston this year, please.
That'd be nice.
If you can't do that in the midst of being the most confident that you could play as a hockey team, winning seven in a row, then I'm kicking the next Bostonian in the shin. No, I'm not. But that would be my feelings at that point. Because, like, obviously the Patriots, they have Drake May, and the Bruins would sweep the Sabres, I think, within the first two, three months of the season. But, yeah, if you can't – oh, there's another game all the way in March. But, yeah, if you lose three times to Boston to start this year, please don't. Like, let's not.
Right, but you even talk about Boston. I mean, their biggest problem they're running into now, actually, is just games in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Boston has two games on them. The Rangers have three games on them. So, I mean, they've only moved up a little bit here in this win streak, but it's mainly due to the fact that they've played less games than a lot of Eastern Conference teams.
They've played as many games as a lot of teams in their division.
Yes.
Only Montreal and Boston.
It's overall the Eastern Conference. I will say, though, and it's not that I want to necessarily get negative. I do want to bring this up because someone brought up to my attention last night on Twitter, and it was in the back of my mind, and I was kind of waiting for someone to bring it up. But when you talk about 18-19, this is the longest win streak since then. Not only did that season ultimately collapse in on itself and become a real disaster, culminating in a March where they go 2-12-2, you know, it was a disaster. But really, the signs were there that that win streak was a mirage. They win 10 in a row. Seven of them were overtime or shootout wins. They were very tightly contested games, even the ones that don't ultimately go to overtime. The third game of that streak is a 2-1 win at home against Tampa. They've got a, I'm looking for it, 3-2 win over Minnesota. The only win that is by multiple goals is later in the streak, a 5-2 win at home against Philadelphia. Everything about that win streak was just so tightly contested. They were exciting games, don't get me wrong. That was a big part of why we all still appreciate that win streak all these years later, even knowing how it ended. But those were tightly contested games. You do look at this win streak. There are similar signs. It's seven straight. Three of them have gone to overtime or shootout, and then it's 3-2 over Vancouver, 3-1 Seattle. Even New Jersey, it's 3-1, but we're all talking about the Krebs empty netter to end it. I think most of us are probably sitting there going, this one's going to overtime. They're gonna equalize. It's going to be 2-2, and here we go again. And then, of course, sandwiched in between the New Jersey game, it is the shootout win against the Islanders 3-2 and last night's 3-2 win against Ottawa in overtime. There are some signs there that it's they are a little bit on a balancing beam. This is why I've talked about how much I appreciate that now Jarmo Kekäläinen is in charge, is because of things like this where we can all get excited. We can have fun with this.
Yes.
They have to sit there and go, no, where are the issues? Where is the problem in this whole thing? You know, we were talking about it off air. Colorado has lost, what, 9 total times this year, 2 of which is in regulation. But realistically, probably internally, they're sitting there going, okay, where are the cracks in the foundation? Where's this going to go? Are we too hot, too fast? Do we need to kind of not start losing games, but really think about, no, we're gonna have to rock the boat here come playoff time, so this is not the best run here. The Sabres are hopefully sitting there going, no, we got into this job for a reason. The foundations were not solid. This is a great run. It makes our job much easier. You hope now that guys like Jarmo Kekäläinen being in the general manager position, guys like Mark Bergevin being in the associate general manager position, can start to convince agents and players of like, no, you can take us off your no-trade list. We are in a better spot now than we have been in the last 10 years, 5 years definitely. And you can start to convince players, because you're going to have to. Because right now, I mean, I'm sitting here waiting with bated breath, with anticipation of Jason Zucker being back in the lineup, because the scoring isn't the best right now.
But I will say there is something about this win streak that is kind of piquing my interest. It's who they're beating.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think about it really because of, you know, sometimes it could be hard for Sabres fans to follow the rest of the NHL because of how historically over the years now, what does it really matter where these other teams are in the standings? They're just going to beat the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with Edmonton, Vancouver, and Seattle, a trio of Western Conference teams that are all having their own kind of headaches. Don't look now, though. Edmonton has, and I'll talk more about that later, but Edmonton is tied for the division lead in the Pacific now.
Yeah, they figured it out.
They figured it out, mostly on the back of one player, but still. They beat Philadelphia and New York, the Islanders. Those two teams are in the top three of the Metro. New Jersey is a team that the Sabres have had a problem with over the past few years. The nose and hit on Thompson, but also looking, so that's the one win over the past 2 years before the win streak win, because they lose the two games in Europe to the Devils, mm-hmm. and get outclassed pretty badly in them. They win the game where Tage gets concussed by Nosen on a bad hit and don't respond to it, and it felt like a loss. They lose the game where Thompson drops the gloves with Nosen, does well for himself, and then the Sabres get caved in to a point where they're chanting, fire the GM.
Yep.
It is something to, okay, good. Now you're figuring it out. You're beating teams that have kind of had your number. And
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
If you can keep going, and here's another one, Boston. They've beaten you twice already to start the year, infuriatingly so. The Bruins are on the heels of when they were like in that stretch of like getting loser points.
Yep.
But also, they were the second loss of the campaign where you dig yourselves into that 0-3 hole to start. You beat them. You get your revenge against St. Louis, maybe. A team that you should have won against. And not only did you not get a point there, you embarrassed yourselves at home. And that was the midst of a 5-game losing streak that put them in the bottom of the league again. Or not the bottom of the East again. And then there's Dallas. A team that is far better than you in terms of roster construction and success in recent histories. Try to get it going. Just try to get it going. And if you can get some wins against these three teams coming up, it kind of will show. Well, first of all, I might have to figure out something stupid to do for the content machine if they hit 10 in a row. I'm not lying to you. I would be lying to myself if I didn't think about it.
But be nice on New Year's Eve. I mean, that's asking a lot. That's still three more.
It's three more away.
But it is still a Boston team who is not what it was a few years ago. You're playing well. That game is also going to be still at home.
And yet they have your number.
They have your number, but that game's at home. I tweeted out yesterday, and it seems to be a lot of people agree. That's going to be an experience. I will be in attendance for that game. I can't wait. It's a night game as well. You get a bad St. Louis team, and you maybe to me the thing I'm happiest about with this win streak, even if I think there are some foundational cracks here, where I'm like, okay, let's not overly do it here, right? Like I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. I'm more talking the team of like, let's not think everything is fine. I think two things I think have been wonderful. One, the goaltending. Lyon is 6-0 in this run. He's been exceptional. Then Lukanen, in his one start in this, was phenomenal. He lets up one goal against New Jersey, and outside of that, he keeps them in the game in the first and then makes the timely saves throughout the game. They dominate most of the second period and third period, but he was great. And then the other thing is, Derek, and we've talked about this a lot both with Paul and then our, you know, both on air, off air, the whole thing, their road woes. They're not 500 on the road yet. But boy, have they figured it out. Most of this win streak has been on the road.
5 wins on the road during this winning streak is important because they entered the Western Canada trip with 2 road wins. And then halfway through the Western Canada trip, they still had 2 road wins.
Mm-hmm.
Then they close it out with 3, more than double it. And then they've added a couple more on there for good measure. The goalie thing, I'll tell you right now. Like, the coach has mismanaged it a little bit. But all of a sudden, Colton Ellis gets hurt, and you have a 2-goalie rotation, and the goalies are playing better. Who would have thunk it? This is why you don't regularly carry 3 goaltenders.
Yeah.
because you mess up the flow of every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. Want to jump on, give your thoughts. It does suck, though, that we've now hit the winter break. Not winter break, Christmas break. Like this is the part that sucks, and I
They'll
was wondering
be back in 4 days.
Oh,
the last time they had a 4 day break, they did just fine.
But like,
oddly enough,
I am sitting here going like, oh no, am I going to now hate the Olympics because the Sabres may have really gotten themselves back into it?
When is that break?
And then we're off for a little while. That's something I'm thinking about.
That's in February.
I know. Oh, I know. But I'm sitting here going like, don't get hot or don't have one of those runs where you're on, and then it's a problem. Now you bring up it's a 4 day break. It's nothing crazy, but it's one of those where I like that they've just had to keep playing, keep going the whole thing. They've had to go on this run. They haven't practiced a ton. They just had to just kind of react. I think that's been the best thing for them. It's a short break. It's not going to be anything crazy. I just would love if the league was back on Friday, not Saturday.
I will say it, but the Sabres did this. They had that long layoff.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first period against Philadelphia at home, they look like a team that hadn't played in 4 days. Good news is the rest of the league's going to be right with you.
Right. It's not like you're the team that
you're
is
not
like,
the
oh,
only.
Okay.
Like, you're not the team with that. I cannot contain my excitement because I'm one of those goofy Sabres fans that's ready to get hurt every single time that they show some sort of promise.
And you're honest about it, and I respect that.
Yeah,
with you.
I have a problem. That's just how I am. That's who I am. I can't deny my flaws. You're denying your flaws out there. Don't do it. Accept your problems. Know who you are. But I kept saying it, Zach, this year. If not good, be different. You combine during this win streak right now, a monumental move in the front office into this, and an aggressive general manager. You already mentioned it. You have the confidence that if the cracks start showing, or if they continue to build on this, you have a GM that might properly acknowledge, I got to strike when the iron's hot. The trade deadline is far more fascinating this year than it has been in years past.
I mean, maybe ever as a Sabres fan.
Or should I properly say, the weeks leading up to the trade deadline, because that's how it goes nowadays.
It's a lot of it, yeah.
I mean, Quinn Hughes got traded in December. But that's my big thing, is that there's a lot of opportunity here to continue to make some noise. Because after the Dallas game, you got Columbus, Vancouver, New York at home, who is a travesty at home. The Rangers
I was going to bring this up. Yeah, their January schedule is also, it's not like the Sabres are a super team where we're like, oh, you should kill them. But it
toughens up after that. Anaheim, Florida, Philadelphia, Montreal.
But it's manageable games early to where you're like, okay, cool. We're not like at Colorado, you know, to start this whole thing. Or really now, like another Edmonton game where you got to play them again or anything like that, where you're just like, cool, we're going to run into a buzzsaw here. Just be thrilled with a point, or God forbid it's close. You know, they do have nicer games. And also, too, you fixed up the road woes to a certain extent that I'm not sitting here seeing visitor in Buffalo and going, well, that's a loss.
You want to really show me the season's different? I'm going to circle the calendar date Monday, January 19th at 1:30 p.m. Can you win in Carolina?
Now you're asking for a lot.
Hey, I yelled out an incredibly wackadoo scream to start the show. Yes, I'm asking for a lot.
803-0550, again, the number to call. I want to jump on, give your thoughts. Sal Capaccio coming up in just about 5 or so minutes. Bills and Eagles this Sunday. The Bills did have a walkthrough practice, no injury report, but a bunch of guys we do know did not take part. But we'll go to the phones here first, and Jerry is up first this segment. Jerry, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing well. You know, one of the things about this team, in the earlier show it mentioned it, that we don't shoot the puck particularly well. Mm-hmm. And that comes maybe with the group being really young, and that it takes strength to have an NHL shot. And you can't be 20 years old and 180 pounds and 6'1". It's a maturity thing. You know, very few kids come out of the juniors or college and can shoot the puck like they need to shoot at this level. But with that said, I think that just says, well, you got to score more dirty goals. And this team makes one too many passes all the time. Last night, the Bowen goal was an anomaly in that, you know, it was a cute pass one timer across the rink. We rarely score on those. There were six or seven times in last night's game. A couple times it was Bowen. A couple times it was Power. Where there's chances to shoot, Quinn does it too, and they don't. They try some backdoor cute thing that never works because the skill level isn't there. You know, that's what's been missing from this team, is we're not hard to play against. Our big players don't play big. The only people that play big are Krebs and Benson, who are tiny players. Our enforcer, we have this joke with friends of mine that Krebs is our enforcer. And that can't work that way. I think we need more dirty goals and, you know, Zucker-type goals and guys that are in that area. We don't have enough of those because we're way too cute sometimes.
I would 1,000% agree with that, Jerry. Thanks for the call.
That's where I like, because he brings up Zucker. It's why I also have loved Josh Doan since getting here.
And that was the other player I was going to mention.
That crashes the net, and it's just like, nope, this is where I hang out.
This is where we do this.
I'm going to tip pass the whole thing. I will also say, and like, this is something, and this is why I was mentioning the cracks in the foundation, what have you. They are incredible on the penalty kill and with the goaltending. They're, after last night, they're second in the league in terms of that percentage.
Yes.
Jerry, though, brings up the too cute, taking up chances, the whole thing. Yeah, they're 16th in shooting percentage. You know, they're 16th in goals for. You know, they're not really getting a ton there. I'd say the guy that has the most elite shot on the team is probably Tage Thompson. I think this is where they are missing someone like a Yuri Kulik, who is developing that and developing as one of the premier goal scorers. You are missing that. And then, talk about missing, this is a team that does miss the net a ton and has for years.
Thompson and Tuck in particular do this. But Jerry brings up the youth, and I think that's a very good point here because, you know, I see it out of Peyton Krebs on a nightly basis where, like, he'll try to force a pass through two or three guys like he did so successfully in junior. And that was because he was just better than everybody else. Benson does like to look for the pass more than the shot now. He has turned into a facilitator. So, yeah, those guys are going to frustrate you. Dahlin will do it sometimes. Honestly, I would like him to shoot through the traffic on the power play. Like, find your lane and pick it. But that also doesn't mean that every time that he's holding onto it at the top of the formation in the power play, that doesn't mean that he's just trying to find the cutesy play. It might just be him looking for a shooting lane and it's just not
there. It's just not there.
So there might be a better play somewhere. Power. We'll see what happens here the rest of the season with Owen Power. But this is an opportunity, again. And it's a young team. Again. They're one of the youngest teams in the league. Again. They've also played a lot of games together now. Like, physically mature, I will agree with that one. I think Jerry brings up a great point there. But you've played enough hockey games in the National Hockey League to know what you got to do.
Right. And we've
So it's a mindset thing.
We've talked about
this.
Yeah, we've talked about this probably 2 years now where it's like, they're young in age, not really young in experience anymore. 803-0550, the number to call. We mentioned it. Sal Capaccio coming up after this quick timeout. Bills kind of had a bit of a weird practice schedule this week. They had a walkthrough yesterday. I think they're practicing today as well. No media off Thursday, and then we're going to be back Friday. It's going to be weird when we're actually going to get an injury report, though. McDermott speaking with the media yesterday, we did get basically one, and a number of guys missed, including Josh Allen, though. Doesn't seem to be any worries there. Steve Brumell coming up at 11:30, talking Bandits. We're doing that weekly Bandits segment here as well. Bandits haven't played since. They're playing on the 28th, but they did have a special night last night as well, so we'll get more on that. And then primetime players as well coming up at 11 o'clock. A lot going on in the NHL, the NFL, and college basketball as well. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here on a wonderful, sunny Christmas Eve here in Buffalo, New York. You're listening to WGR.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.